Continuing here in the Kuntres Achrin, and the discussion is over here like this. The Alter Rebbe brought out that one of the purposes of the mitzvahs that we accomplish with the mitzvahs is we do the inyan of birurim. We sort out, because everything in this world, in the Gashmis, has also its chayis that it gets from the klippas, from the other side. And when we use Gashmisdike matters to do the mitzvahs of the Eibishter, so then we're sort of sorting out, and we're taking out the nitzutzes, we're taking out the sparks, which is in the klippas, which have very high sparks, and we take them out when we do the mitzvah, and we use it l'shem shamayim, so that's the way to elevate it. So this is called the Avedis HaBirurim. Not only when we actually do the mitzvahs, but when we study about the mitzvah too. Because when we're studying about the mitzvah, how to do the mitzvah. So this is the preparation to sort out the mitzvah itself. So he said in both inyanim, sai when we actually do the mitzvah, and sai when we study about the mitzvah. This is all a process of finding out how to take out and to do the good from the bad, so therefore we can elevate it. So this is all part of the Vedas HaBirurim. That's as far as mitzvah sase goes, positive mitzvah. Even mitzvah loy sase, those are prohibited. So when we don't do a mitzvah, so like how do you fulfill a negative mitzvah? If the mitzvah is don't do, how do you fulfill a negative mitzvah? So the Gemara says that yosha b'loy over aveda, if you are tempted to do, let's say, an Avera, and you don't do it, so that gets the schar for that Avera. So that's the birur. The birur is by not doing it. So the same thing is also when you study about the prohibitions, you know, so then you study about not doing it. So you're also mevarer, you're learning how not to get involved in these things. So this is all pushing away the klippas, taking it out, the klippas from there, and elevating the sparks, which is in everywhere. That's the general idea of the Torah mitzvahs, the doing the mitzvahs aseh and the lois aseh, by not doing the lois aseh, or studying about doing and not doing it. So this is all the Avodas HaBirurim. But the issue that Alter Rebbe is going to address over here, but there is some items that we learn in Halacha that really have no practical application. It will never happen. It never happened. It will never happen. So how are we mevarer over there? These things don't really exist. They don't. If it's things that could happen, and you study about them, so you can say, this is the way to sort out from what's going to happen. But if it's not going to happen, especially some details of the halachas, why are we supposed to study that? How are we mevarer the merurim if it's never going to happen? And Alter Rebbe is going to explain that even things that don't happen in this physical world, but in the klippas they do happen. In other words, they do have a root. If there is an isser, even if it's an isser, it's a prohibition, and a detail of an isser, everything has a source in the klippa. So it may not be in this world, but there is still in the klippa that needs to be mevarer in the higher source. And even he says, even certain things that are not even in the klippas, but even in this source from Kedusha, Lahavdil also, over there we also have to accomplish some sorting out over there. So basically, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain that in every mitzvah, whether they come out or they don't come out, whether they have a source in the klippas directly or not, they still require birur. How is the birur happen? When we learn that, when we learn and we study, that's the birur. Because when we study, sort of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the higher, he studies too, and his study separates it in the higher world. So whatever it is, as the Alter Rebbe will explain. So that's what the Alter Rebbe is going to learn over here. Ulahavi prote ha'alochas d'leishkichi klal. So we need to understand the detailed halochas that are not common at all. So if they're common, so we can understand. So you're not going to do that, or you're going to learn about them. But it's leishkichi klal, if it's not common at all. They were never in existence. Never existed such a detail of the halacha. And for sure, they're not going to be in the future to come. So, which means there's not going to be a klippa here, because it's never happened. It never will happen. So where's going to be a klipa, the way we understand it now, has to manifest itself in something practical, where the klipa is going to give chayis, is going to give vitality to something. But if there's nothing here, where's the klipa? So how's it going to happen? He gives an example, like, for example, the details of the laws of pigul. If a person thinks to eat it after the time, a korban, or after the place, or similar, he just says it may never happen, or may have never happened, kai gavna, or similar to that. So, how are we doing birurim in things that never happen? So the Alter Rebbe says, but wait a minute, he says, even though they don't happen in this physical world, that doesn't mean that they don't have a source in the klippas. It just the klippas didn't come out into the physical, but there is still that idea, the concept of the klippas. Anything, any iser in the that happens in the world has a source in klippas, which means when a person does anything, even if he does a small avera, detail of avera, that has a source in the klippas. Because how do you get the chayis to do the avera? Where does the person get that energy? Not from Hashem, not from the kedusha. He gets it from the klippa. So that means, so some things come down in the physical world, and some things don't come down in the physical. So he says, like, hine moda zois. So this is something which is known. Shekol isur shebe'olam. Every prohibition, whatever in the world, yesh lo shoydush umoker chayim beklipas, it has a root and a source of life in klipas. That's how the iser can sustain. Otherwise, it could be no iser. It must have a source in the klipas. Shim loikein. For had it not been so, lo hayo yochel liyis b'mitzias ba'olam. It could not be. Exist in the world. How could an isser exist in the world? An isser means when you're doing an isser, it cannot sustain. How does the isser sustain itself? Built to spoil yoina. If it doesn't have a flow from above, then there could be no existence. So there could be no isser in the world, a person doing an isser without receiving a source. So it has to come from the klippa. And it gives even a small thing, like we see even by Yosef, it says that with pottery, with the door wide, he says he started making his hair nice, misalsal besare, which means it's cold. It's not an avera, clear avera, but he's starting to make his own. So afilam salsal besare v'kai gavna, even one who is just making his hair nice and everything else, which is not a clear, but it's still considered from the klippa, kai gavna. Mekabel chayusu berega zu mecholos haklippa. Where does the person get the chayus when he is playing with his hair? Comes from, it doesn't, it can't exist like that. No, not from Kedusha, so it comes from the Klippa. So it says, and therefore, Gam Protehi Surim Shleibol Le Maise Me'olam Be'olam Hazagashmi. So even the details of the prohibition that never came down to action, ever in this physical world. So you have such Yisurim, such details that he asked, they never came down. So even though they never happened in this physical world, shorshe chayusom hein b'mitzius b'poil mamash b'chol zaklipas. The root of their chayus are existent. They actually find themselves in actuality in the cholos of the klippa. There is the rooms of the klippas, and in the klippas there's all kinds of isurim over there. In other words, the chayus of the isurim. And that chayis is there. So even though that chayis is not in this physical world, but the chayis comes from the echolos of the klippa, and in klippa there is that isur over there. That's talking about something which is clearly an isur, an intentional isur, which is in klippas, shows klippas at meis. But Alter Rebbe is going to talk now. Sometimes there is like accidents. And there's certain accidents that don't apply to intentional. In other words, it's not an, it cannot be done intentional. It can only be done by accident. As for example, if you make a mistake, and when you're putting through the animals, you're giving a miser, you're giving a tithe, so then you, by accident, the ninth one, you say it's the tenth one. Mm-hmm. and then the other one goes through, so you didn't really, so the Isser is the 10th one, is really the Isser. And you said the 9th one is the 10th one, and then you're even an Isser accidentally, because that has to be a carbon, or you bring this by the one that you thought is the 10th one, you bring that the Meiser as a carbon. So it can be, but that can only be by mistake. If you do it intentionally, it doesn't help. There's nothing happened over there. Mm-hmm. So since it cannot be something, so there's not klippas over there. It's not mamash klippas. So the Alter Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek also explains now, it may or may not be in klippas, or maybe in klippas noiga, it may be. But he says, but it definitely, even if it's not in klippa, lahavdil, in kedusha, there's also a source for that, which also needs bitter. That's what he's going to say. Gam haprotim sheyuchal yishloi hoyu v'layu loilim b'metzias, also details that are possible that they were never and they'll never be in existence. Kigoin tos ushgogis, like say that you made a mistake or an accident, shetov v'korolit sheyasirichulu kaigavna, in which he made a mistake and he called the 9th animal the 10th, or similar to that, which doesn't apply to be bemazed, so that the klippa should be resting on it. If it could be bemazed, we understand. In the klippa, it's there. But if it can't be bemazed, it can't be in the klippa, because it's not, it cannot be mazed. Klippa is mazed. And the Alter Rebbe says, it's possible the kaigabna ain't be mitzvah by cholos haklipas. It could be taka that is taka does not exist, since it cannot be done by mezid. It does not exist because it can only be done by shogeg. There is no entity, there is no chayis of it in existence in the cholos haklipa. Ain't be mitzvah by cholos haklipa. And that Tzemach Tzedek explained the mashakosu v'yochal liyos. Since the Alter Rebbe says it's possible, almod lebrirle, see, it's not clear. Because they come, the accidents come from klipas noiga. So you could say that there is a cholos in the noiga. Maybe there is actually a chayis over there from these mistakes also. Yes or no is not clear about this. That's what the Alter Tzemach Tzedek explains there. But notwithstanding that, even if you're going to say that it doesn't have a source in the klippas, but still, at least it does exist, lahavdil, to separate, because now we're not talking about klippas, now we're talking about kedusha. In kedusha itself, there is an existence. In Hashem's wisdom, there is a halacha of this shogeg. So over there it exists. It exists in kedusha, but what does the kedusha say? B'chokhmei lo, shenispashto b'frat zel Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom b'Sinai. This detail has expanded. Hashem's wisdom expanded in that halacha to Moshe Rabbeinu Sinai. Why? Because everything that comes from a rabbi, a Talmud Chacham, a detail of a halacha, has already been told to Moshe Rabbeinu in Sinai, which means that the wisdom of Hashem, the Chochmah Ilah, says that this is the a detail, this is a halacha, which we're going to learn. And this is all, like we say, everything that a studious student is going to come up is already been given to Moshe Rabbeinu b'Sinai. It's already given. And even he goes as far, the chol protei boys of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked all kinds of details, questions like, what's the possibility? You know, he says, you know, if you find the corpse exactly in the middle and it's exactly equal, you know, he asked so many questions, they threw him out of the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Yirmiyah.
Rabbi Yirmiyah, not Rabbi Meir?
No, Rabbi Yirmiyah. So he was coming up with all kinds of kashin, the Gemara in Baba Basra. So he would, and also in Bekarachato Echulu Perigdal Dechulin, the question about a Bechoyer, and it's been wrapped around by the, somebody took it out, is it a Bechoyer or not? These are all very far-fetched cases. And yet we say, this was told to Moshe Rabbeinu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is his pashtus of the Chochmah Ilah into these details, because these are halachas that were later nitzchadish by the Talmud Vasi. So he says, Ki yispashtus Chochmah Ilah, because when we say that the Chochmah Ilah spreads out into these halacha, he bebechinas ein sof hamelubish bo bepoil mamash. So that means that the in chokhmah, hu v'chokhmos echad, it's the ein sof which is dressed up in chokhmah. So that means the infinite is dressed up in chokhmah. That chokhmah is mispashed in the poil mamash into actuality. What does it mean? It's mispashed into this halacha. It expanded into a specific detail halacha. Bechol prat halacha, and every detail of halacha hushar nimshach mechokhmah ilah. That's a gate that is extends from the supreme wisdom of Hashem. The yosad brato that finds the daughter, which means creates malchus, umelubash ba, and dresses up in it. Umemena nimshach mislabash bibya. And from there, it dresses up in Bia. So now you have a halacha, dressed up in Bia. And from those halachas, the klippas take a yinika. When they come from there, it comes from the level of chokhmah. In that halacha, goes to Malchus. Malchus, it goes down into Bia. And in Bia, the klippas are taking from the levushim, as he's going to explain. So we got to separate them also from these halachas as well. When we learn Torah, we separate them because we bring down the level of chokhmah. He says, V'neida, ki nikas haklippas, that where do the klippas take their nurturing, me'achorayim, the yud sviris to kedusha. They take it from the hind part of the 10 spheres of kedusha. That's where they get from. U'bifrat, especially, Melevushim the yud sviras de briyi yitzirasiya, especially from the garments of the 10 sviras of briyi yitzirasiya. That's where in the garments. That's where the klippas take from. Ubifrat, and very specifically the yitzirasiya in yitzirasiya, because in the world of yitzirasiya hamuravim beklippas, but in yitzirasiya there is a mixture already with klippas. Kenoida shinikosu mebchinas halavushim, so they get from the levushim. So basically, from the level of Chochmah comes to Malchus, and Malchus comes down to Briyi Yetzirasiya. Eventually, from the Asira, the klippas take from the Achoraim, and they are yearning from there. So the klippas take, get hold from the back of the Kedusha. So we gotta sort of get the klippas away. We have to be mevater from the klippas. That's by bringing down. When we learn Torah, we sort of energize the Chochmah to separate the klippas from the kedusha. Day esek halachas dibru machshavim, through the occupation of the halachas in thought, in speech and thought, mispartim u mispartim mehakedusha, or misparshim. There's a different correction over there, that they separate themselves and they from the kedusha, because like this they're yoinek. This separates them. As it says in Tikkunim, Raya Mehemne, La'afrasho chulu, which means to separate them, etc. Which means that learning Torah, and in the simple sense also, learning Torah also, in the very simple sense, because it could be hold on from the klippa. A person learns Torah, and he learns it shalei lishma. He learns it to be, balgaiva, things like that. So that gets a chizah for the klippa from it. So you have to bring down the kedusha in the limud haTorah. This is in the very simple sense. So the Gemara says that why did the land get lost? Because they didn't make the bracha. They didn't make the bracha on the Torah. So what does it mean they didn't make the bracha on the Torah? Very simply means they didn't say Asher Bachar Bono. They didn't say the brachas of Birchas Hashachar that you make for the Torah, the three brachas for the Torah. So why did they get, why is it so terrible? But the word bracha means also hamshocha. Ashle Baruchot, what we say is they didn't bring down the Ein Sof in the Torah, the learning Torah. So there was, therefore, the Klippas had a yinika, they had a nurturing from there, and that's why. So that's why had kinoidim ashamra shalabarcha b'teirut chilachulu. That they didn't make the bracha b'teirut chilach. Shuwa yidei hamshacha seirin sov b'chokmei lo amlush v'zbehem. That would be bringing down the infinite in the Chokhmah law, which is dressed up in the Torah. So they were learning Torah, and that Chokhmah law, but they didn't bring down the Insof. So when you have the Chokhmah of the Eibishter in the Torah, they are sorted out. Then it goes to Kedusha. Then it's Lishma. Then it's sorted out that it becomes Kedusha, but if you don't make the bracha, you don't bring the Isna Torah, then the Klippas have a chizah. How do you get the Ein Sof to come down in the Torah so that it should be Borchu Batorah, so that the Klippas should not have a hold on to it? Gamkin balochas leilo lumailo b'shorshe b'nukva d'zo d'biyam. This becomes through the dyokin, the image of the supreme image of the person who occupies himself with the same halochas above. In the source, he says, in the malchus, the nukva of zo of b'ri yitzirasiya. So when you learn over here, you bring down the Yoikin Elyon that should extend the level of Chokhmah into the learning. That's why we understand that every Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama is obligated to complete all the 613 mitzvahs in thought, speech, and action, which is the details of the halachas, and needs to come down in a gilgul to reincarnate, to fulfill all the Torah in the pshat, the remes, drushu soid, kedei levarir kol habirurim hanegois lahem, in order to sort out all the birurim that are connected to them, from the entire 248 shikoymas odom shalema, which is the formation, the stand of the whole person, tariag b'chinas klolius uprotius, the 613 general and detail, and that is because we have to sort of do the birurim in all the inyonim, in all the details, so therefore we have to complete everything. But in the future, when the birur will be fully completed, over there we'll only do good. In other words, it's not going to be in the birur, which means the halos hanefesh ruach neshama is milo to elevate nefesh of a higher than sof. And also, when we talk about the 365, only at the root above. Shegvuris kedoshes over there, their holy gvuris. Ulam tikum b'chasodim to sweeten b'chasod v'machmet sasasa l'kol miyachta kludim together. Valkein. So basically, what he's saying is, we're going to deal with the spiritual, the future. Right now, we have to do the birurim. So we have to come down all various different reincarnations to accomplish the birurim that has to be done in every, all the mitzvahs and all the loisase and all the pshat remesh drush v'soy. But in the future, over there, would only be in the positive. Well, just to bring down, to deal with them as they're in the positive. To the mitzvahs, the way they're above, and the loisa said they're above, to sweeten the gvuris. That's everyone. Ba'kein ha-teira kula nitzchus b'klos v'protus. That's why the Torah is eternal, also generally and specifically. She'gam prote ha-lochas v'shasal loisa said. Because also the details of the 365 loisa said. They are branches of the general. So just like the loisa said himself is existence in the higher levels, the details are also in existence because they're all branches from the loisa said. Yesh l'kulam shorish l'maylo behei gvuris d'gedusha. And they have a root above in the five gvuris d'gedusha k'moy ha-shasa loisa sa'atzman, just like the 365 themselves. Shem l'maylo they above, they are b'chinas hadam hamechaya hevorim the kelim d'zo. They are considered the blood which vitalizes the limbs of the kelim of the zo. Basically, okay, we went quickly, but yeah, basically, what are you saying over here? It's not in the physical level. So we have the regular birurim, which has to do with the sorting out. But then there is a level in which we just deal with the loisase as the way they're in Kedusha. They're not even in the ego. And just like we know that the 365 loisase are the gevuris, the hegevuris, and called the dam, also all the details of the halachas. So therefore, every halacha, everything we learn has the source, is from above, and we accomplish the level of birurim.